Almost. There's one more thing I have to get out of the... I have to make sure that this attachment will open. Aha. Okay. We'll open that when the time is right. In the meantime, closing things down. Okay. Are we ready to start? Okay, it's now 4:15. This is another 40-minute one, so it will end at 4:25. Okay. Right, our agenda is as before for me to open the meeting, for us to go over the previous minutes, then for the two of you to present your prototype, and for you to, Sarah, present the evaluation criteria. We then have a finance aspect, which is a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet. And I know what you're all thinking of, oh my, because we're only given a 40-minute time period to get it all in, including the production evaluation. So we're going to make a very fast track. Okay. And as you can see, that's what we do next on this thing. So the first thing I have to do is close this so that I can get to... Where is it? Right. I need to open my, not the agenda,
agenda 3?
No, that I want the minutes from the previous minutes. That should be the minutes. Yeah. Okay. From meeting 3. Is it all right with you if I don't switch it to show, just use it as is? This way I can more easily flip it. Okay. Obviously, all of us were here for the last meeting. We reviewed the previous minutes before that. Each of you made your presentations. We discussed the various possibilities based on what was presented in those presentations. The market trend of fruit and veg, spongy, fancy and elegant more than technologically innovative, and that more than easy. We decided chip-on print would be used. We would use plastic with a rubber casing, I think was the consensus, powered by kinetic energy. There was no decision made on curvatures or double curvature or straight. Perhaps the prototype will give us an inkling of that. Looking like a scroll, but it's really a push-button technology, excuse my spelling, that was actually in use. That is, behind the scenes is push-button, which we, according to Kate, have a very good grasp on doing that in production. We decided that separate fashionable covers, covering your fruit and veg, might be a separate product that could be suggested to management. And as suggested, yellow with black buttons with a company logo, our slogan and image might be a good idea based on the requirements that have been provided to us. We did have a few production issues and coordination of the various bits. and we had some conflict of ideas and cost constraints, and we ran out of time. We had to follow that up and prepare for the last one, and I we closed as it ran out of time. Is that a fair presentation of what happened? Okay, back to this meeting. We're down to the prototype presentation.
All right.
Over to you.
Well.
Ooh, two.
Yeah, well, see, we each made one. We don't have enough yellow dough. This one that I made.
Uh-huh.
It says, curved, easy to hold, handheld, nice and small, with big, easy buttons. This is like a scroll, but they are push buttons, and they enter, takes you into the different menus. Of course, we need someone who's experienced with the television satellite. I mean, this is the infrared thing that's going to zap at the television. I'm not quite sure how to make that, but I'm sure it will work. This is on-off switch, because I think we do need that. I think it gives it a nice balance. And it's going to have the logo imprinted on it. In there.
Okay.
As for what it's actually made of, well, the function of these buttons is up, down, left and right in the different menus. Position, I presume that just means right on it, easy to see. The main feature of it is just a simple design, simple lack of buttons all over the place, right? Form, curved, kind of smooth handheld, makes it feel nice to hold. Material, I think Kate's going to tackle that quite a bit, but I think we have two different options, because we did make another one, which is in the shape of a banana. It's just, if you can imagine this as yellow with black buttons,
mm-hmm.
like just like this, but in the shape
mm-hmm.
of a banana, which is also nice and easy to hold and feels good, and has a similar sort of scroll push button technology, just slight different design. So on off switch and infrared. I had envisioned it in hard smooth plastic, so like an existing remote control, but molded and smooth, whereas we thought that with this one, or mix and match, just we're really going to see what you thought, that a more spongy rubber cover with spongy buttons. So we have the two options. We can follow either the smooth hard plastic or the spongy rubber, depending on cost restraints and what conclusion we reach when we discuss it. Material. Yeah, that's what I have to say about material. Can I scroll down and
mm-hmm.
see what else? Well, colour, I think. I definitely have a preference towards bright yellow with black buttons, because that's the company colours. But if anybody's got any other suggestions, I'm quite willing to consider them as well. So, just depends what you think about these ideas. And in fact, yeah, maybe Kate, you better say what you think about them.
Well, I don't have very much to add. The case, oops. Yeah, on-off button just to come off our first up. The case can be either spongy rubber or hard plastic. We're not absolutely sure about a combination of the two, but it can be either of those. We have the technology to do that. And as for the actual components, as Steph just said, this is quite a cheap device to manufacture. We have simple rubber push buttons, which provide all the functionality we need. The diode that actually does the infrared is at the end. It's the stalk of the banana, or it's just the end of this version. So that's for material. Colour, well, Steph's the expert on colour. We don't have any particular restrictions on that.
As for the fruit or organic theme, like this one is obviously fruit shaped, This one has this one has no obvious connections to fruit, but because it's round and moulded, it kind of makes you think sort of organic, touchy-feely, kiddie. It's more like, you'd expect it to be like a child's sort of toy remote control instead of a real one, which I quite like that sort of image. It's very big and chunky and child-friendly.
Would you care to examine the prototypes? See how they feel in the
hold
hand?
Hold them, you see? Yeah. Curvature, is it to your liking?
Oh, I see the on-offs in the back.
Yes, that's so that your index finger automatically goes straight to it.
You've done an entire eight
and
thumbs
then you can
after
use
all.
Your thumb.
And it was partly we thought we designed it better.
Yeah.
But it could be moved if marketing field is important to have the on-off button in a different place.
I could see this thing, unless it's reinforced, having a problem with the
brain. Well, see, that's why hard plastic would be quite a good thing for it, because it needs to be rigid.
I like the fact that on both of them, the keys are such a prominent.
We really like that design. I mean, it looks just like a logo, that arrangement of the keys, like a compass point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just up, down, left, and right, and we think we could make that quite a good feature. It's like the iPod scroll wheel.
Yeah.
It's also like texting, you know.
I mean, that's what it makes me think of, mobile phones. I was thinking, moving your thumb like this, what does that remind me of?
Yeah.
And it's a very simple
sexy
design, there's not a lot to go wrong, components are cheap to make.
It's also in terms of being lost, it's quite, it looks quite different.
Mm.
You know, I have several forum notes, and they all look the same until you get up close and you have to.
Yeah.
You know, this is really identifying.
I mean, the thing is, we do need to develop our technology of actually how to program the menus,
mm-hmm.
and what sort of, you know, text box is going to appear at the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But we do definitely think that it's a viable option.
Okay. The next item is evaluation. If that's if you finish,
shall I take your pen?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. This is going to be a heavily interactive evaluation. And the method here is to evaluate the new remote control in terms of the user requirements and the hot trends introduced by the marketing department. So this means we're going to go over the priorities that were raised by the consumers, as well as incorporate all of our insight into this evaluation exercise. So I'm going to go and use the whiteboard. And I've made a list of criteria to look at, and so I'm gonna leave this up as the last thing. But for the evaluation, it's going to be 1 is true and 7 is false, going over these different criteria. So 1 true, 7 false, and I'm gonna now use the board.
Ugly, sellable. And in fact, I hope that you all enjoy some additional terms, because these are things that have been brought up. Some of them seem rather close.
Yeah, what about traits? Is that going to go on there as well? Traits are very serious. Not like we actually know anything about them, but we can pretend.
Well, we will soon, unfortunately. No.
Okay. So, how do we feel in terms of, is this fancy?
It depends what you mean by fancy, really, because when I think of fancy, I think of it's got lots of extra sort of fripperies and, you know, like, baroque curliness, and which I call these quite minimal.
Yeah, plain, simple, clean.
Simple and clean. But, I mean, I do see that it is heavily reliant on appearance instead of pure functionality. So in that
respect,
it is quite fancy.
I think we'll go with that.
I think just maybe we need a different word other than fancy. I'd say maybe aesthetic.
Elegant.
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 I don't know if I call them elegant.
Yeah, now these aren't the exact terms of the...
How about doing like stylish or aesthetic?
Yeah.
Stylish, yeah.
Elegant. We're good. Let's use elegant, although the people, the word on the street is
fancy.
Did
you just break the pen?
Yeah. it's fancy. So let's take it to the next level.
Yeah, we'll just call it fancy.
Well, okay, so in terms of elegant, fancy, EF, do we think that perhaps, and maybe we should say the yellow? Should we go with the yellow? I think that's a really superior.
Yeah, I think we need to. They're both yellow with black buttons. It's just that we didn't have any more dough to represent it on that. If you just imagine banana shape with these bits of black. So what we really need to decide is whether we want the actual banana shape or just a purely blob or some sort of abstraction in between the two that is more curved like a banana, but that isn't actually recognizable as a banana. You know, with the grooves and the stock and stuff.
I think so many of us are abstract enough to look at the yellow one and say, call it the banana.
Yeah.
And of the two, I really like, I like the banana. But
the
chunk. Like the chunk.
So that's maybe not something we have to decide just right
now.
No,
but
there's somewhere along the scale
to
in between
one.
These
two. And that's,
I think between the two, somewhere between the two is true. It's more true than false about it too.
So it's not true. Technologically innovative.
I don't think that's what we're aiming at with this concept.
Yeah.
I think
we're
using simple components that are going to be robust, but not particularly innovative.
Easy to use.
Very.
Yes. One? Is that
Trendy.
Trendy. And I say specifically spongy fruity.
Well, maybe only a two or a three then, because we still haven't decided about specific sponginess or something.
You have to bother about how robust it would be if it's as curved as a banana but spongy.
Yeah, I don't really think so.
So two?
Yeah.
Are there excess buttons?
No.
Good, well-designed buttons, intuitive.
Better,
buttons.
More intuitive buttons. Yes.
True. Ugly.
No.
People don't spend all the ugly. Sellable, quirky. You know, something people.
Yeah, I
think
it's quite quirky.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
It could be quite a good brand, like a good little object.
And I was thinking of other things. In terms of, could we say it's cost saving?
Oh, you also need to think about the energy. Is it kinetic energy?
With the energy.
It's going to be environmentally friendly.
We'll say it's cost saving enviro. So, yes.
Yeah, but we haven't completely developed that side of it yet. so we're not completely sure about that.
You're still on the playlist, yeah. Anything else, including price? Do you have any idea about price or other features?
Well, I think our instinct is that it should be pretty cheap to develop. We haven't got any expensive components.
The instinct says true.
So true one, or should I go to two or three?
I'd say maybe two, because we need to get somebody in who's good with the programming for the main use.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
like
that's not a cheap thing.
It's not like
yeah.
every, you know, on a normal junky Renault, every button is, I mean, means something different, whereas this one has only got the four buttons and they mean everything depending on what menu you're in.
Hmm.
So, we need somebody to develop that. Just put no access buttons.
Exactly.
Quite technologically innovative. I'd say it is quite innovative because there aren't really many that have this menu instead of all the extra buttons. I mean, I know we're not doing anything involving internet or speech recognition.
Or LCD.
But we are the upper end of the push button market.
Well, if you let me know if any of these, if you all can think of any other thing to change here, if you think I should change the end to or add other features. If not, I'll add push tabs.
I think we're good. Halfway through the meeting, and the next big thing is the finance. Okay.
Okay, how about if I pass this back to you?
Yeah.
And I'll figure out the aperture.
Right.
Thank you for everyone's help with that.
Right. And as you can see, it says the same thing. It had not lost itself, thank goodness. And I'm going to raise what's called a spreadsheet that they provided to me. And it says, fill in the number of components you plan to use in your device. Hand, dynamo, battery, kinetic, solar cells.
Okay. Well, I just cast it then.
Yeah. What's a hand dynamo?
That was a crank.
Crankle,
sorry.
Shoot. Kinetic is, and how many of those will we need per?
Just
we only need one. Okay. Electronic, simple chip on print, and we need one of those.
Yeah, we can do it all with simple. Just checking that.
Yep, simple, because we've just got push buttons, so we can do it all with simple, which is strictly the cheapest. Okay, we only need one of those.
Yep.
Okay, the case will be uncurved and flat, or a single curve, or a double curve. It looks like it's a single curve, because of the chunkiness. It's
that one is single
that's
curve.
That's a one.
Isn't it?
What does double curve mean? I don't understand.
That's the one that goes like this.
Oh, yeah. We don't need that.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think we need that for either of them.
Single
curve. Okay, case material supplements. Plastic, wood, rubber, titanium, special color.
Plastic.
We have a special color. And did we say plastic?
Yeah, can we do some what ifs? Because it may, I mean,
yeah.
I still quite like the idea of combining plastic and rubber myself, but it depends on the cost, I guess.
Okay. We'll come back, if we can, to the rubber being added. At the moment, that's where we are. Interface button, push button interface.
Yeah.
And that's what we're using, isn't it?
Yeah. Do we need to say how many buttons or?
Whoops. Don't want that. Not yet. No, it just says push button interface. Button supplements, they'll be in a special color of black. And the buttons, what's the buttons made of? Rubber?
Rubber.
So we need one of them. And are they any special form?
Well, yeah.
Like, there's compass point on. Actually, does special material mean that plastic is not a special material? Because I think they can be plastic.
Because the rate we're going, we can put the rubber
yeah,
on
they
top.
Could be plastic. We don't have to have rubber buttons. Because we've got a double coat case.
Yeah, they could be plastic.
Okay. Let's put that rubber in then, of the case material supplement.
It's just one, isn't it?
I'm gonna need one of them. And the total cost has been calculated as £9.20 out of the 12.5 we were allowed.
Well, we're in.
Yeah. We're in. That's us.
More profit.
Great.
Okay. I'm going to save this into our desktop project documents. Okay. That's our project document bit.
You need to double click on that to over there.
Yeah. Here we are. That's the only Excel document that will be in there. So it's there for all of us. Okay, so are they under 1250? Yes. Go to the project evaluation next slide. Right. The project process satisfaction with, for example, the room for creativity. Yeah. Leadership.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Yes.
Means of having whiteboard, the digital pens, and all that kind of good things.
And Play-Doh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Play-Doh is best, I thought.
Yeah, well, because I mean, it's so hard to describe what you mean just with words and pointing at photographs and saying, well, we quite want this, but imagine it rounder. So much better just to go and, this is it, this is what we want.
Yep.
Okay. So we went over all those things and we're satisfied with all the above. Did we find any new ideas?
I think with the marketing element of fruit shaped, I mean, that really opened my eyes.
Yeah, spongy.
I only speak for myself.
And I'd never heard of the kinetic energy before.
Yeah.
So good work as a design team.
Yeah, I think we're a good team actually. I'm not sure all the wires have been got there.
So we actually worked well as a group.
I think so.
Right. Are the costs within the budget?
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Is the project evaluated?
Yes.
I can give
okay,
you
well,
a number. It's the average evaluation score is 1.88. So it means, you know, I can spell that. There were six true or ones, for, pardon me, to almost true or close to true. So that was 4 points, and then one fault, 7 points. So 17 divided by 9, we're between 1 and 2. I would say that's excellent in terms of how much we adhere to the ideals of the marketplace.
And the only false one is because we've chosen
to maintain old technology.
To keep a simple
exactly.
old technology, mm-hmm. which, if it works perfectly well, I see no point in improving on if it works.
Absolutely.
So
it's kept us within budget.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So we do count as, I think, excellent on one.
All right.
Very much.
And therefore, we have to do a final questionnaire and do the meeting summary. I have a final report to present. And then we're done.
Okay.
We've done good.
Okay,
and we're finished
this.
In time.
Nice.
Okay.
So we might have to wait.
Product launch party.
Yeah?
Product launch party.
Yeah.
Ice sculptures.
Absolutely. One thing I want to do is, I think the meeting's done.
I believe that is the end of our meeting. Thank you, Melissa.
One thing I want to do is save everything in the right files. Because